AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. GlobalFoundries rebound stays powerful, but volume lags the semiconductor bid. GFS added 7.7% for the week and remains in an active 22-week trend signal. Yet the latest move came on only 0.7 times 13-week volume as valuation distance widens. Research brief. GlobalFoundries closed at $81.38 on 12 June, up 7.7% for the week and 88.9% over 12 weeks. The stock is outperforming the broader U.S. technology group, but is broadly in line with a very strong U.S. semiconductors cohort over the quarter. The weekly read remains constructive, with price 60.1% above its trend line, although participation is not fully confirming the move, and the 73.0% premium to fair value raises sensitivity to any momentum fade. Key points. 1. GFS gained 7.7% in the latest week, ahead of the U.S. semiconductors' average weekly return of 4.3% and the U.S. technology average of 2.0%. 2. The trend signal is active for a 22-week streak, with the stock trading 60.1% above its 50.84 USD trend line. 3. Volume was light relative to the move at 15.6 million shares, equal to 0.7 times the 13-week average and 0.9 times the 52-week average. 4. Price sits 12.1% below its 92.55 USD 52-week high, but remains high in its annual range at 81.7%. 5. Market dynamics is positive at 1.18, though it shows no fresh buy signal, while relative strength improved to 57.40. Weekly move beats the sector, but the industry bar is high. GlobalFoundries ended the week at $81.38, gaining 7.7% and extending its four-week advance to 14.6%. That is stronger than the wider U.S. technology group, where the average weekly gain was 2.0% and the four-week return was 8.6%. Within U.S. semiconductors, however, the context is more demanding. The industry averaged a 4.3% weekly gain, 8.0% over 4 weeks, and 90.2% over 12 weeks, almost matching GFS's 88.9% quarterly move. The stock ranks in the 80th percentile across U.S. technology on the supplied peer set, but it is not the most aggressive semiconductor mover. ARM, MRVL, ALAB, and CRDO remain stronger examples of the current chip momentum burst. For GFS, the cleaner point is not absolute leadership, but a durable foundry recovery that is still participating in a broad semiconductor advance. Trend signal remains active, while valuation distance stretches. The trend signal is active and has been active for 22 weeks, a constructive regime marker for the weekly tape. Price is well above the 50.84 USD trend line with a 60.1% spread, and also stands 73.0% above the 47.04 USD fair value measure. That premium indicates demand has moved well ahead of the model central estimate, which can be supportive in a momentum phase, but increases the penalty if follow-through weakens. The stock is still 12.1% below its 52-week high of 92.55 USD, so it has not fully repaired the prior pullback. Its 81.7% range position shows that buyers have pushed GFS back into the upper part of the annual range, but the gap to the high remains a useful test for whether the move is broadening or merely recovering. Momentum is positive, but participation is the missing confirmation. Momentum remains strong across every measured window. 1 week at 7.7%, 4 weeks at 14.6%, 12 weeks at 88.9%, 26 weeks at 110.1%, and 52 weeks at 121.6%. Relative strength improved to 57.40, up 24.1% over 4 weeks, which supports the view that GFS has regained peer relevance after earlier volatility. The weakness in the evidence is volume. Latest weekly volume was 15.6 million shares, below the 13-week average of 23.6 million and the 52-week average of 18.1 million. At 0.7 times the 13-week norm, the week's 7.7% rise did not receive strong participation confirmation. That matters because the previous two down weeks, at negative 5.6% and negative 6.6%, came with heavier volumes of 28.7 million and 48.6 million respectively. Market dynamics is positive, but the next test is follow-through. Market dynamics stands at 1.18, a positive reading, although it has eased 5.1% over 4 weeks and does not register a fresh buy signal. The expectation read is still undecided at 53.57%, matching the broader setup classification of a balanced read rather than a one-sided momentum break. Risk is not dominated by a single cluster, but weekly volatility has risen to 8.1% over 13 weeks versus 6.5% over 52 weeks. The stock has logged 31 upside weeks and 21 downside weeks over the past year, with average gains of 5.9% and average losses of -4.3%. What to watch next is whether market dynamics can stabilize while volume expands above routine levels, especially if price challenges the 92.55 USD high or begins to drift back toward the trend line. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.